Tamim chapter 5, Mishnah 3, Masarum l'chazanim. They would then take the Kohanim and hand them over to attendants, and Hayut mafshitin oisam es bigdayhem, and they would now change them. And what this is talking about is, certainly according to this opinion, all of the Kohanim, before they did the lottery, they didn't know who was going to be doing the avodah and who was not. So they all dressed in their holy vestments to get ready for, in order to do it. And at this point, those that had not, the lottery had not fallen on them and were not taking part in the daily avodah, so they would now be returned to the attendants. And the attendants would now undress them and change them back into their normal clothes. And the reason they got attendants to do it was like considered honorable, not that the Kohen would be like taking off his clothes and then it would look like he didn't want to be part of the avodah. You know, so they wanted to make it look that he wanted to be part of the avodah. So, v'lo hayu menichin alahem ele michnesam bilvad, and the way the attendants would change them is they would change everything. They would take off all the other garments except the breeches, they're like pants, and they would put on their regular garments. And then when the regular garments, like the cloaks or whatever, their shirts were on, then they would take the breeches off from underneath, and that was for modesty. V'chalonis hayusham v'chasuv alehem tashmisha hakalim. And there were windows over there, cubby holes really, in the chamber in which they stored these garments. And they would then pack away, the clothes into the cubby holes, into like the pigeon holes. And that's where they were stored for the next time they were to be used.